Start recording. And okay, we're recording on the computer now. All right, so a few years ago, it's a while back now, I was still in college. I was about to start an internship in about a week when my sister came home and she had started a job at a flower shop. And I don't know, for some reason she didn't like it. She would come in, complain that it was horrible. She was getting stressed. It was far away. And she was actually working for some of our neighbors. So I knew them also because they're the neighbors. And she couldn't take the job. So she kind of quit. But, you know, in order to justify herself quitting, she went ahead and said, "Oh, but I'll send my brother so that he could fill the void while you guys find someone else." And then she committed me to this, and I didn't even realize it. And she comes home, "Well, do you want to do the job? Do you want to do the job?" And I basically had no choice. She's like, "Well, I already told them that you're going, da da da." Okay, so it was a flower shop. They did a wholesale flower, and they also had like their own deliveries. So they were in the, what was it, like, what is it? Agoura Hills, Ventura kind of area. So it's an area with a good amount of money. And I actually remember talking to one of the clients and, you know, talking about pricing. And back at that time, this is probably like 10 years ago now, our minimum price for anything, even if it was just going to give, we're going to send a balloon, the minimum price was about $35. I'm not really sure what that is now. I'm getting a quick little error here on the computer. What the price was at that time, what the price would be now, but I don't know. Let's say it's 45. I don't know. I don't know how bad the inflation has got flower shops over that time frame. So yeah, I was working there, and then, you know, we had our clipboards. I'd come in and check out the clipboards. Okay, what's up for today? We would go get the new flowers from the importers in downtown LA and up in Carpinteria. And that's where the flowers would come from. And then our customers would come and pick up their orders. And then we also had the deliveries that had to be done for the in-house flower shop. So then, you know, they're staying busy. I was there cutting flowers like at an angle, cutting the stems and stuff, and learning how to make arrangements, learning all kinds of flower names, like Stargazer. That was my favorite one. It smells really good. And which ones are like the little cheapy flowers? Those are like your carnations and your sunflowers. I started learning a whole lot about flowers at that time, and, you know, had this whole, all these buckets we putting flowers into, and just busy there all the time, moving stuff around and making sure that the orders were coming in and going out. I'd even take orders on the phone, learned how to run a credit card processing machine over the phone. You know, I didn't know, you know, it was one of my first jobs. And then I remember we got a order from, we had two services. 1-800-Flowers was one of them, and this other one was FTD, Flowers to Deliver. And I did it. I was like, what? Like, you know, this is my first, you know, I only worked there a week because I was going to go do my internship. So when I came into that job, I said, well, I'm only going to stay here for about a week because I have this internship. I was going to start at CNBC within a week. So I didn't want to give that. Are you freaking kidding me? I just got a phone call. I hope that didn't mess up the thing. I guess we're still live. It looks like it. Let me check. All right, I think I'm live. Let's just try to keep going. You guys put your phones on airplane mode when you record. I'll do that in a bit, I guess. Let me just finish this up. So I was like, kind of like, what? I thought this was like some big mega company that had like their own infrastructure of flowers and their own shops, and they had giant warehouses that were just delivering flowers on their own. And then I came to realize, no, all they have is a phone number with commercials. What they figured out to do was how to run ads on TV and make a good offer. You know, it was just 1-800-Flowers, we'll deliver, right? And then some little green logo with little flowers and stems, and that was it. That was literally it. That's what they would run. And I also thought about the other phone number, a company built on just the phone number was, is it, everybody remember this phone number, 1-800-ABCDEFG. I think it's like hooked on phonics, some sort of like thing to learn how to read for kids. But yeah, they built their entire businesses off running commercials on TV and then having a giant call center that was able to answer the phone call really fast when you called, even with all those calls coming in. That was their business model. That's how they figured it out. So that's one wave. And then we get Google, you know, kind of because I've been selling on Amazon and stuff and just kind of like seeing what goes on and how stuff is working and just watching way too many YouTube videos. So the way companies work with the same thing has happened on Google. Some company figures out the Google ad system. They can either do it organic where that whole SEO search engine optimization ranking and you write blogs and content with the keywords you want for your business. And then you get other blogs to link to your blog. And it's just like all this linking of each other to let Google know that your thing is trustworthy because, hey, if other blogs are linking to you, that means you're trustworthy. Your other websites are linking to you, you're trustworthy. That's why people always, in that time, well, the Google thing is still definitely alive. Try to get backlinks or other get links from big websites to smaller websites because then it gives them that Google juice into their rankings. So companies like Zillow, Realtor.com have built their entire business on this, where they have figured out how to rank on Google, spend all the money, run all the ads, build up that whole SEO thing on their side so that when somebody looks homes for sale in basically any city in the country, they're the ones that are going to come up. So, and then now I was, I'm doing some research for a skate shop that wants some help running some, growing their Instagram account. And guess what? The same exact system that other, like say, the businesses that were built on a phone number. Then we have the businesses that are built on Google. Now, as I was doing the research, I was finding there is businesses entirely built on an Instagram profile. You could like just, they've grown their followers. They stick very close to their theme. And they have a like link to be able to buy from them or call them. And that's their main source of customers. And that's how they're building their business. But then with Instagram, the way it works is you need to be using the hashtags and getting hashtags is one thing. That's like your keywords, the equivalent of what keywords would be in Google. So you need to use you need to research what hashtags your website could rank, your Instagram account could rank for, and start using those over and over. Put out the content, put out good info, like nice pictures, stick to your theme, what your thing is, and don't stray away from it. And also get other bigger accounts to like, follow, comment on your account so that you get that Instagram juice. So all that's going on, it's happening all over again. And there's definitely the opportunity to get your business going. And, you know, part of the reason I kind of like I was seeing that this is being pulled off. I'm reading this book right now. This is called, well, I'm not actually reading the whole thing. This book, look how big this is. I'm holding it upside down. Everything comes out backwards. This book is how other people that have made over $1 million through what's called a funnel have done it. And what they would do, what's mainly about interviewing people that have done over $1 million through a sales funnel, and what would they do if they lost it all and had to start all over, and all they had was was ClickFunnels, a software program to set up their funnel, an internet funnel. So I'm getting a lot of like good information from here, like just rabbit holes to go down and things to investigate, to look at. And that's kind of the way that I'm starting to see some of these patterns emerge. All right, the computer's freezing. Let's see if we're still... Okay, we're good. So yeah, definitely, if you're interested in getting this book, I'll go ahead and put a link somewhere near this podcast. And yeah, I have a podcast on the homepage, and so I'll put some links. Leave comments if you don't see the links. I'll get them to you. And all right, thank you for listening to this episode. But yeah, seriously, this is all happening over again. When I guess this is why people say when you're older, you just kind of are wiser, but you just see the cycles. They're cycles, man. So it's crazy. All right. So if you like this, have any questions, or didn't like it, let me know. All right. Thank you. And.